Good morning, beloved. My name is Thulani. In context this morning, I wish to talk about the legal rights which Christ nailed and nullified on the cross on our behalf. Let's read together from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and the principalities, he made public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Dear beloved, this scripture reminds us that before the death of Christ, our adversary was able to condemn us, was able to stand against us. Why? Because of the covenantal practices and agreements that our forebears made with the adversary or with our adversary. Wittingly or unwittingly, he was given the legal right or the legal rights to operate in our lives. That means some of our kingdom destinies were going to be resisted because of some of these covenantal practices. However, the death and resurrection of Christ has taken that away from our adversary. When we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, it means all our sins were forgiven. Therefore, we were released from the bondage of a sinful life, because God made Jesus Christ our sin offering when he was crucified on the cross. And accepting him as our Lord and Savior, it means we have been co-crucified with him on the cross. That means we've been freed from any form of sin or any form of indebtedness to the enemy as a result of our forebears' covenantal practices and our own covenantal practices that we made wittingly or unwittingly. Let us pray. Father, we come before your throne of grace, grateful for making your Son, Jesus Christ, our sin offering on the cross, in order for us to be freed from sins and to be forgiven and to be afforded an opportunity to accept the Holy Spirit as a free gift from you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Have a lovely day.